Right now, the week ahead includes a release of minutes from the most recent meeting of the Fed, plus several earnings reports from key retailers. And we're joined by Peter Cardillo, the chief market economist at Spartan Capital Securities in New York. So what are you looking for in the week ahead, Peter?
Well, the big event of the week, obviously, is going to be the Fed minutes. And I suspect that, you know, we're going to hear some talk about inflation, and the Feds are going to continue to point out that they're not worried about inflation, and that inflation is a transitory situation. Of course, you know, the markets might not be thinking that, and we'll just have to wait and see until perhaps the end of June, beginning of July, to see what the inflation numbers look like. And of course, if you have further hikes in commodities or salaries, that means that the Fed could be wrong. And so it's just a matter of waiting for now. And of course, we have other market indicators this week that also we're looking at, and that is the leading economic indicators, which should, you know, confirm that the economy is now running on all cylinders, and the Philadelphia Fed Index as well. So the news remains ties to the Fed, and of course this week there are several Fed members speaking, and we heard from Bostic this morning again, basically saying, well, some inflation is a sign of economic activity, positive economic activity.
Is there any indication that we might have to let off the gas a little bit, or is it too soon to say that yet?
No, I think it's a little bit too soon. You know, if you look at the bond market, obviously rates have come down from last week's highs, and so I think the Fed's doing a pretty good job in down talking inflation. But again, it's too early to tell whether or not it's structural or transitory.
Anything else we need to watch out for this week as we watch the markets?
Well, I keep close eye on gold and commodities in general. Gold today is having a very strong day. It's up about $30 as we speak, and it's been up for the past several sessions, taking out some near-term technical resistance levels. And I guess if you look at gold, you might say, well, the stock market and the bond market is thinking one way, and gold is thinking another in terms of inflation. But I also want to point out the fact that perhaps maybe the collapse in the Bitcoin today might be taking some of that money, might be flowing into gold. And so that could be another reason why we're seeing some strong gains here.
Peter Cardillo, the chief market economist at Spartan Capital Securities in New York, thanks so much for joining us.